hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely wonderful day today. A lot of stuff going on, as always. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, for this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. And I loaded up on my vitamin C, I loaded up on my potassium iodine, and I loaded up on my my D3K2. And guys, I tell you what, you gotta stay healthy with this, because right now this is from the Daily Mail, and it said this could be bad. The top CDC doctor warns it's not a question of when, of if, but when the coronavirus spreads in America, and she tells parents to prepare for school closures and significant disruption of our lives. Guys, I got to raise my level up here. We were 5 to 6, and we're a solid 6 now on this. I mean, we're just going to keep going up with this thing if they keep telling us this stuff. Senior CD official Nancy Messonnier, Messonnier, if you have fun with that, said coronavirus is moving closer to meeting the criteria of a pandemic. She says that it's not out of the question of if, but when it will spread and occur in the United States. She says that she's called for children's school and asked if there are plans for teleschooling. Are you listening to me, friends? By telephone or by TV or whatever, and recommended parents do the same. More than 80,000 people have been affected worldwide, and more than 2,700 people have died. And I guess it really... that's not the major problem that I've got with this, though. That's really, really, really bad. But yesterday, in a sign of increasing urgency, the administration, the Trump administration, gave senators a formal, secret, classified briefing on Tuesday morning about coronavirus contingency plans. We're having secret meetings now with the Senate, and guess what? It wasn't just these guys. It was officials from the CDC, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Homeland Security, the National Institutes of Health, and the State Department all took part in a secret, closed-door Senate meeting with security guards outside of the doors so the information could not get out. In fact, Border Patrol agents are now being provided respirator masks, double can of respirator masks, to deal with Chinese immigrants crossing from Mexico because they're so concerned. Yesterday, my daughter flew back from, to tell you how serious I consider this to be. I pulled my daughter out of boarding school in Montana, various reasons of that, I won't go into that. And I brought her home yesterday, and I put her on a flight from Missoula, Montana, to Dallas, and from Dallas to Orlando. I provided her a mask, goggles, and basically loaded her up on supplements and put her on the plane and flew her home. Now, last night when she got here, now you guys are going to think this is a bit extreme, but I'm just going to tell you what I did. We have an outside shower because we're here in Florida. We've got a swimming pool, that kind of stuff. I had her sister brother with her. She basically took her clothes off by the outside shower so we could clean them up today. And we had her basically take a shower, wash her hair, everything after she got off the plane, before we basically hugged her and all the other stuff. You think, well, that sounds ridiculous, Ted. I didn't say it didn't sound ridiculous, and I can't believe I actually did that. But I tell you what, guys, I know too much about this kind of stuff. I know too much. I've seen too much. I had 400 hours in the biochemical genetics laboratory in the Conradi building at Florida State University. When this stuff gets a hold of you, or gets in your clothes, or gets on your hair, this thing is no respecter of persons. It doesn't care. This is a bioengineered death weapon. You heard that here. It is a bioengineered death weapon. It has only one purpose: to kill. That's it. It's all it's designed for. Dr. Francis Boyle said it was a bioweapon. He wrote the Biological Weapons Treaty of 1989, and he said this was concocted in a laboratory, and it has one purpose. It's a biological death weapon. It's basically germ warfare. It's germ warfare is what this is. And these people in these laboratories around the world, they cock up this stuff. They can try and do this. Well, let's combine Ebola with SARS. And if that's not good enough, let's go ahead and combine Ebola and SARS with HIV. And if that's not good enough, let's throw it into the common flu category. And, oh, well, let's throw the common cold thing in there with it too. And let's do everything we possibly can to make it as communicable as possible so that it'll be transferred through sneezing, through coughing, and let's make sure to lay alive on a surface for at least a week or two. You know, let's do that, and let's make sure you don't show any symptoms of the stuff for at least 28 days, or up to 28 days. So, but you'll still be shedding viruses, and let's make sure that it's transferred through feces. And you think, well, why do we care about feces? Well, because when people wash or use the toilet, and they use toilet paper. They use toilet paper to wipe their butt, which has feces on it. Let's be real direct here with everybody today. This is kind of a biology class. And they get, in some cases, they get feces on their hands. And I've told you this, and so it gets on everything. This stuff transmits through feces. In fact, San Francisco, the feces capital of the West Coast, is now declaring a state of emergency over coronavirus. Yeah, I would too if you guys had poop all over the streets. In San Francisco on February 25th, declared a local emergency over the new coronavirus in a bid to curb the spread of the deadly disease in the city. Well, they need to go in there with some street sweepers to start cleaning up poop. The city's mayor made the move effective immediately for 7 days, despite having no confirmed cases of the coronavirus, which causes this COVID-19, as the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Tuesday, said America should prepare for the community spread of the disease. Well, guys, let me tell you something. California's fourth largest city, covered in poop. It's going to go through there in those doggone homeless camps like a doggone razor wire going through your skin. This is some crazy stuff, guys. You know, the first U.S. soldier in South Korea has now been infected with the coronavirus. I mean, this is happening right now with our soldiers. And leaked documents are now revealing that China's statistics in the surrounding provinces, in Shandong province, faked coronavirus infection data. Listen to me. They completely faked the data coming out of China. The real numbers are 52 times higher. So if it was 1,000 people they said were infected, there were 52,000 infected. Yeah, those are the numbers now coming out. Those are the real numbers. This coronavirus in eastern China's Shandong province is much worse than the official reported, according to a series of internal government documents from China. So now we have 52 times the amount of people they're telling us that are infected in certain areas in China are actually infected. And this stuff is raging all over the planet now, with Italy being affected. Now they're worried about it in San Francisco. And now the U.S. is actually accusing China and Iran of suppressing the vital details amid the coronavirus uptake. So now we got the blame shifting going on. So now the Trump administration got caught on their backside. They didn't stop traffic coming from other countries. By the way, there's still traffic coming from other countries right now into the United States. Right? Just thought I'd mention that. All right? The airport last night in Orlando was packed. It was packed. And the only person I saw wearing a mask at that airport last night was my daughter and a bunch of Chinese, because the Chinese know how dangerous this is. The Chinese know. Yeah. Okay? So there was my daughter and Chinese, and everybody else thought the whole thing was a joke. In fact, Savannah said that she was getting all these questions. Why are you wearing a mask? Why are you doing this? Why are you got glasses on? She goes, well, you know, it's the potential of coronavirus. Well, we ain't heard about coronavirus. Donald Trump said ain't nothing to this. It's going to go away right away. Yeah, I think so. Not this. What do you think, Austin?
No, I mean, that's really well said, bud. And if you run that number just on what the 78,000 that China say were infected, which, remember, we've been saying this, guys, for a month now, that was bogus. All these numbers were bogus. You take 78,000, you times that by 52, that puts you over 4 million cases in China. There you go. Now you got some real numbers what's going on. Why they've brought in, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of portable incinerators for, you know, couple cases here and there that pop up every couple days. I mean, really? That's where the numbers we're seeing? Now, Italy just reported this morning, now they have had 12 people die from the virus and at least 322 cases now. Guys, I was on the show yesterday. There were 7 deaths and like 220 cases. That means it's almost doubling the death rate and the infected rate every single day in Italy right now at the beginning stages. They're now saying the two most infected regions, Lombardy and Veneto in northern Italy, are now not just the only areas infected. They said new cases are now reported being reported in southern Italy as well. Italy is about to actually show us what this virus is really doing. Everything that we've seen with China has been a complete and total lie with their numbers. We've said that. We've been saying that for weeks now, that you're not going to completely shut down one of the biggest manufacturing countries in the entire world that feeds global commerce and shut everything down. Remember I told you guys in the middle of February, middle of January, when they shut down Disney World Shanghai? They shut down Disney World, and I said, guys, this is something everybody needs to be aware of. They just shut down Disney World in Shanghai. Remember, at that point in time, there were only, like, what, 5,000, 10,000 cases or something? And now we're starting to see what's going on with it. And this is interesting. At the exact same time, this information is now being released out of China. We see Italy exploding, U.S. now. We've got this whole issue down there in California where this lawsuit's been filed about transferring these 50 patients outside of the airbase into this minimal containment facility, like psychiatric building down there. That's a whole other topic for later on. That's going on. Now Moderna has now had their stocks go through the roof. Moderna released yesterday afternoon that they have now shipped out their first batch of the fully experimental vaccine to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, setting up the RNA-1273M to be the first vaccine to be tested in the U.S. on humans in a phase one clinical trial. Now, here's something that nobody's talked about. This is what I'm going to bring up right now real quick. Moderna just did this. Well, ironically enough, if you just do a simple search of Moderna and go back a month and a half, you'll find out that on January 12th this year, January 12th, a few years ago, they've already were coupled with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. There's an article right here from Cambridge, Massachusetts, January 12, 2016. They were already spooling up for mRNA sequencing DNA vaccines. This is what they're using here. It's mRNA DNA sequencing vaccines that they're planning on using in humans right now, phase one clinical trial for the coronavirus. Right now, they just released that yesterday. This is 4 years ago. 4 years ago, this article I'm telling you now. Moderna Therapies, a pioneer in the development of mRNA therapeutics, announced a partnership with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to advance the development of novel, affordable combination of mRNA-based antibody therapeutics to help prevent human infection. The Gates Foundation has committed at least $20 million in grant funding to support Moderna's evaluation of the antibody combination in preclinical settings as well as conduct in first human phase one clinical trials. Through a agreement between the two organizations, there may be a potential to follow up projects of up to $100 million to support the development of additional mRNA-based projects for various infectious diseases. This is from 2016. Why do I feel that every single time that we see some massive outbreak, some massive infection, and of course the concluding vaccine that just so happens to be approved and released and tested right after this so-called, you know, epidemic occurs, it always seems to be Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are underneath the rock once you dig down deep enough. Almost every time, guys. Almost every single time you dig down deep enough, Bill Gates rears up his head and basically, oh, by the way, we know this infection just started. You know, we don't know how it happened. What do you? We got a vaccine, though. Hey, we got a vaccine out of nowhere. And guess what? It changes your DNA sequencing. It completely and totally changes you from the inside. Well, that's okay. It's safe, you know, because we say it's safe. We believe it's safe, even though he's been caught on camera talking about basically global depopulation, because he thinks the population, the entire world's too high. This is something that's very troubling. Remember, I've been warning you guys for weeks. I said, just wait for it. I said, as soon as this thing, they're waiting for it to take off. They're waiting for it to take off so they can start pushing it all over the news and talk about how bad it is. They suppressed it for the last month. They knew how bad it was when it got out. They knew how bad it was in China. They suppressed it. And now they're going out and they're releasing all this information, telling us exactly what's really going on now, giving us real numbers at the exact same time Moderna gets the green light with their vaccine to start on human clinical trials in the U.S., Dad. That is not coincidence at all, in my opinion.
Well, it's starting to sound like the Umbrella Corporation, isn't it, bud?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got 5G being released over there in Wuhan. I mean, it went full active in Wuhan right before this thing hit. You know, the thing we got to realize is this. Let me share something about 5G. You know, you're getting people with pneumonia now, but they're not getting phlegm in their lungs. and they're basically dropping dead with dry coughs, and it's dissolving their lung tissue. This is some weird stuff. And you also have other groups that are also coming down with pneumonia, with the lungs filling with fluid. But remember, you know, 5G in a 60-band gigahertz band carries right through O2 oxygen molecules. It actually speeds up the electrons in O2 like a microwave speeds up the electrons. This is basically doing the 60 gigahertz. It makes the body harder. It makes it difficult for the body to absorb oxygen. And so the 5G can impact oxygen. It changes the spin frequencies, and it causes the oxygen not to bind to hemoglobin as easily, which means you can't get the oxygen into your blood, which means you can't get the blood to flow through your cells with the oxygen. We've warned you repeatedly that 5G was a weapon. It massively affects the immune system. Now we see that the research is coming out, it affects oxygen uptake. So what we have to think about is this. You know, it may have gone into frequency over there in China, and they may have actually initiated it to get bigger and greater expansion with the 5G. Who knows? This is all speculation on my part, guys. But it sure seems weird because there aren't that many Chinamen in Italy. And this thing is running through Italy like a razor wire. And all of a sudden, it's not just affecting areas with 5G. I mean, are these guys this sick? The answer is yes, by the way. Let me go ahead and give you the answer in the cliff notes before we start. Are they this sick that they would build it and release it because they're determined, they're absolutely bent on reducing the population of the planet? Remember when I told you guys a few years ago? Well, you don't remember because you're probably a new listener. Back in the 50s, there was a group of guys called the Jason Scholars. And these Jason scholars were like tied in with DARPA when DARPA got formed. And they were supposed to be like the top PhD, brightest, highest IQ people in the world as far as the top tier science goes. They're the ones that were privy to all of the confidential info coming out of DARPA, all of the UFO research as far as the back engineering of the stuff they were finding in Roswell and other ships that have crashed. And yes, there have been others. And what was interesting about all of this stuff is there were four things they said we really needed to do on the planet. And one of them was they had to reduce the population of the planet. They absolutely had to reduce the population of the planet. No matter what, the population of the planet had to come down. And they didn't really care how they did it. That's just kind of like their attitude. Other things they wanted to do was they wanted to blow a hole in the ozone air to try to vent pollution out of the atmosphere and off the planet, knowing that they could perhaps blow enough, a hole big enough that the entire planet would vent its oxygen supply and all the air would be sucked into space. Now, they thought that could happen, and so they did it anyway. Thought I'd mention that. Then they said the next thing they need to do is build deep underground caverns, because if we destroyed all the stuff that we're doing on this planet, we need to be able to get underground so we could be protected from the UV light or whatever. And next thing they wanted to do was colonize other planets and spread this mess around. So this is what they wanted, but their whole key was they wanted to depopulate the planet. And the Jason scholars were really a group of really intelligent weirdos. Now let me share something with you. Almost everyone that I know, I mean, this is like 99% of them, who have an IQ of 150 or above, and I know quite a few people actually have those IQ scores, they're weirdos. Now, there are a couple of them aren't. A few of them aren't weirdos, but most of them are weirdos. They have no ability to relate to anybody. They have a hard time communicating. A lot of them really aren't successful, but they may be in sciences. But they really don't have much of a personality to speak of, except for they're just weirdos. They've got weirdo eyes. They've got weirdo attitudes. They've got weird. Say weirdo eyes. This is going to sound awful, guys. Don't fuss at me with this, and I don't want letters. Have you ever picked up a cat that was scared? You know, you pick it up by the scruff of the neck, and it has these eyes that bulge out. And they look like in German you'd call it Gunstwild. Like you pick up a feral cat, if you ever grab one without getting bit, you pick it up by the scruff of the neck and it's like, rah! You know, it looks like it's about to explode. It's so scared. They kind of have eyes like that. They have these Gunstwild eyes. And you try to talk to them and all you're getting is fragments of sentences because they complete the sentences and the thoughts in their minds before they ever tell you. And so they think you're supposed to just kind of be clairvoyant and read their minds. This is the kind of people that are on the doggone Jason Scholar Committee. A bunch of stinking weirdos. And they decided they're going to run the future of the planet. Now, supposedly the Jason Scholars were disbanded a few years ago. Who knows? But this is the group that put this in motion. Let's build a virus.
They can kill everyone.
And we'll go into our deep underground military bases and whatever, and we'll just wait this thing out, kind of like the Umbrella Corporation, what they could do, and then we'll come out when it's all clear. Yeah, well, this is getting serious now, guys. And now with the 5G, remember what I told you? I've told you this for years. It wasn't going to be a nuke. It wasn't going to be a volcano. It wasn't going to be a space asteroid in 2029. It wasn't going to be a volcano. It wasn't going to be a nuke. It wasn't going to be the aliens coming to eat us. And I've heard all of this on alternative news. I mean, posted stories on this stuff. Oh, there were a bunch of aliens that landed in Syria. They chased our troops off. The heck are you talking about, man? Are you smoking crack? No, it's not going to be any of that stuff. It's going to be bioweapons. This is what these clowns have been planning on doing for 50, 60, 70, 80 years. And they just had to get the timing right. And, of course, Donald Trump says, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with coronavirus. Here today, gone tomorrow. And I hope he's right. I do. I hope that the sunshine comes out in the northern hemisphere and winter's over. People start making vitamin D3 again, and this stuff burns itself out because the human immune system is able to control it. But in the meantime, take your D3, K2, your potassium iodine, and your vitamin C in high concentrations. When Savannah, of course, for the last week before Savannah got on that plane, I had her load up. And again, I'm going to say this to you guys. I had my wife go out there, my her sister go out there. She went to the outside shower, stripped her clothes off, left them outside. You know, they'll be sterilized today. And we had her scrub down, hair wash, everything, like she was coming out of a laboratory. Because to me, that airplane was a flying petri dish. Austin, what do you think?
That's exactly right. And that's one thing about it. I mean, the decontainment protocol is really important when you start getting to stuff like this. I mean, it really, there's no question about it. Because what you start running into is that if you don't do it properly and you don't have the correct protocol, what you're doing, you may be like, okay, we're doing this, we're doing that, but then, like, that's it. You get it on your hands, you get it on different things. So that's very, very important. And this is why, again, I've been telling everybody, I've been saying it for weeks now, do the best you can to not go into massively huge public places. I mean, I'm not saying board yourself up in your house yet. I don't think we're anywhere near that level. But Disney World, theme parks, stuff like that where you're going to have a very large group of people from all over the globe, areas that people travel to from the entire world just to go there, i.e. Disney World, which I don't go to Disney. You guys already know my stance on Disney. Last time I even tried to go to the outside Disney Springs mall area over there, I was basically forcibly detained by law enforcement, private contractors, and security of Disney, and then basically escorted off the property because I was carrying a firearm concealed legally on my person. And they apparently didn't take too kindly to me when they picked me up on the facial recognition camera. Just, that's the situation. That was a whole story for another time. I've already told you guys that. I'm not going to repeat it. So I don't care for Disney. Don't like Disney. Don't go there anyways. But just telling you right now, it's probably an idea if you're planning on going, you have a trip planned in the next month or two. I would watch it. I'd look at your refund policy right now. Just give me my opinion. I'd look at your refund policy. I'm not saying cancel everything right now, but I'm saying look at it and have a contingency backup plan. If you got a family vacation going somewhere, maybe move that around. Maybe change it from Disney and go to, like, you know, the National Smoky Mountains or a park like that and go hiking somewhere where you're going to have a lot of outdoor activity, fresh air, not a lot of confined air. Because remember, when you go to theme parks, you touch everything. Whether you want to or not, you're going to touch everything. You get on a roller coaster. What do? You pull the harness down over you. There's no way to do it. You can't not touch anything on the harness. You accidentally touch the handle. You're walking and bump into a railing. You got people that you're standing in line with, and they're coughing ahead of you. What do? You're in railing. You shove everybody out of the way and jump over five things or railing and run out and say, oh my gosh, you coughed. You may have the coronavirus. I got to get out of here. It's better just to not put yourself in that situation and avoid it and restructure your plans right now. And again, I'm not telling everybody don't go on vacation, don't live your life, don't have fun. just use wisdom with what you're doing and what you're planning on doing, and don't just think you have to do this because that's what's going on. And I know your kids may get mad. They may pitch a fit. Quite frankly, you shouldn't be going to Disney World anyways because it's basically blatantly, blatantly pro-LGBTQRSTUV. They're unbelievably all about pedophilia and everything else from what I've heard. And so this is just something that I wouldn't recommend. But regardless, use wisdom in whatever you're doing, because now we're seeing – remember, they're letting off all these passengers now off the Diamond Princess ship. Well, now Daily Mail just came out and said that 45 of the passengers that were basically let off have now all tested positive for coronavirus now. They're gone. They're off the ship. They're bye-bye. They're floating around. They've been watching them in quarantine. So now there's over, over 600 infections and 4 deaths via the Diamond Princess cruise ship. There was, 3,000 total people on the cruise ship with staff, crew, members, everything? I mean, that's pretty bad. Now you're looking almost, 20-25% as far as infection rate? I mean, that's pretty serious. So just something to be aware of and everything that's going on right now, and make sure you are using wisdom. And again, I'm letting everybody know this in advance. We're doing the best we can right now to keep up with supply of product. This is not speculation. I'm telling you firsthand. There are huge shortages already on products all over the country right now, on raw nutrients, on specific ingredients, on raw products, on bottles, everything. And all the demand that has been out there now for the last month is starting to catch up. And we're just seeing the beginning iceberg of it. That's why I encouraged everybody. I'm not saying you need to go have a 5-year supply of supplements or a 10-year supply of food. I personally think that's just ridiculous. Because, I mean, at that point in time, are you really even going to use all of it? Is it going to go bad? But at least have 90 days. That's why I tell everybody, at least 90 days. If you want to have more than that, do more than that. But 90 days of a good source of water, whether it's filtration or stored water, food buckets, food supply, whatever you want to store, and supplements. Now, I'm telling everybody the food buckets are en route. I've got confirmation again from them. They basically landed in Missouri this morning. They're supposed to be here by the end of the week, and I will have them on the website. These are certified organic food buckets. Now, a lot of people ask, hey, you know, you could get some of the other ones you used to carry that weren't organic, some of the ones that had a little bit more of the preservatives and stuff like that. And I mean, they were okay quality. They were good food, but, you know, a lot of them had some ingredients I wasn't a big fan of. Here's why I went to strictly only organic food buckets to answer this question, because I've had a lot of people ask me this question the last week or so. Well, I need food buckets. I need more food buckets. Where are they going to be? And I'm trying to get them. Organic food, obviously, is harder to acquire. The reason why I'm doing this, if this ends up escalating, which it appears that it's probably going to do, it is imperative that if you have food on supply, that it is keeping your immune system and your body strong. If you start buying some of these cheaper food buckets that are out on the market that you can still buy for very, very cheap, and I've had some in my house. I think I still have some up in storage, years ago. And they've got high fructose corn syrup, which I usually stay away from those. I don't even really store those. But some of them have high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oil, MSG. I mean, just cheap stuff that, you know, when you don't know anything about food supply and you buy them 10, 15 years ago and you store them for backup and you still got them. The problem with this stuff is it's going to do nothing but lower your immune system. High fructose corn syrup is horrible on the immune system and the liver. Monosodium glutamate, MSG, is unbelievably bad on the system. A lot of stuff's laden with additional sugar. They also have the ones with hydrogenated oil. All these things are horrible for the immune system. If you're stockpiling food that you plan on eating in an emergency because something's escalated to this point, doesn't it make sense that you're going to want to eat food that's the highest quality you can physically store, long term, at least for that aspect, and it's going to keep your immune system at least moderately strong and not compromise your immune system? While you're trying to keep it strong with supplements, you're shoveling a bunch of cheap 10-year-old stored food in there with a bunch of preservatives, additives, and high fructose corn syrup that's lowering your immune system. Doesn't make sense to me. That's why I went strictly only organic with the food buckets that we'll be carrying from now on. So that answers that question as well. Also, too, something that I also want to ask as a favor to all of our customers, all of our listeners, all of our Health Masters family. If you need to place another order, or if you want to add something, please just go online and place another order or call us and place another order. We've been getting phone calls repeatedly from customers, great customers, love the customers. They call us up and say, hey, I placed an order on Monday or Tuesday. I need you to add this and this and this and this and this and this to that order because I don't want to pay shipping on it. Our policy, and I've instructed all of our staff, once an order is placed, it's placed. We're no longer adjusting orders. And the reason why is we can't physically go in and go through a pile of orders and try to find your order, delete the shipping label on it, go back into the website, add product back to it, reprint it, relabel it again, literally shut down the entire assembly line we're doing because you want to add a couple more products to it that you forgot about. I understand that. I've had that happen to me before. It's frustrating. You order something, you say, man, I wish I would have ordered this and this. But right now, as a favor, I'm asking you, if you need to do that, please just go on the website and place another order. It'll go into the system. We'll ship it out. It'll be two separate boxes. It's easier for us to do that than it is to stop an entire assembly of orders, hold dozens upon dozens of other people orders that are behind you now to basically stop everything we're doing to add one bottle of product or two bottles of product to an order. So again, I really appreciate that support right now. That's been happening a lot lately, and I've instructed the staff that that protocol is that will not happen right now. We can't physically do it. We're a small family-owned business. We do the best we can to get everybody's shipments out as fast as possible, and I can't compromise other people's shipments going out on time because somebody wants to change an order a day or two later. So again, thank you for understanding that with me and supporting that with me, but I understand we're into a very tight spot right now. We have a lot more inventory coming in today. We have more inventory coming in tomorrow. We're keeping everybody supplied the best we can, so thank you for taking care of that with us and understanding. I just wanted to get that out there, Dan.
Well, awesome. And guys, listen to me for a second. You know, you guys are family. You know, when you call Amazon up and you order something, you can't call back and 3 or 4 days later add something else to the order.
You got 15 minutes. They give you 15 minutes.
You got like 15 minutes. If you want to do it 15 minutes with us, that's not a big deal because nothing's been printed yet. But yeah, but you can't. What happens is we print the orders up. And they go into a process of being processed and being printed and being. And so what happens is we pull all the stuff, you're ready to pack the order, and all of a sudden you call up and say, oh, we want to add more stuff. Well, that means it takes two or three people to try to find your order in queue, try to locate it, to change it, and it completely stops productivity at our end. And so because we took an extra 20 or 30 or 40 minutes to fix this thing, and now, you know, all these other orders never went out. So please, just right now while we're having this coronavirus nightmare, I mean, it's really turning into a nightmare. That is not hyperbole. It's turning into, like, you know, the Umbrella Corporation and Resident Evil here in front of us. Let's just go ahead and just work with that. So you say, well, I don't want to pay the extra $9 in shipping, okay? Well, then just order enough stuff again because, you know, you can just add more stuff to the order so you get free shipping again. I got to share this with you guys. I was called yesterday by one of my main suppliers, one of our main manufacturing facilities, this FDA registered drug facility, and they said because of supply line shortages, they're going to have a massive price increase. That's what they said. Those were their words, April the 1st. So guys, you know, you got a month to stock up, and we'll do the best we can to hold the pricing down. We got to see which products are going to go up in price, which products are going to be. But also said, there's supply line disruptions. Remember, I warned you guys this was going to happen a few weeks ago. You have not seen us raise our prices. You have not seen. We have not done that. Now, we've taken some items off sale. We had to do that because we simply couldn't fill the orders. We had to take them off sale. But, you know, so if you want to go ahead and load up now, as far as getting a month or so of sauce of supply, so, and with that being a massive price increase, it's probably going to be 10 or 15%. It won't be 100% price increase. It won't be anything like that. But it's going to be something. But we're assuming that. Also, one other quick question. Austin said something about these guys are into pedophilia and all the other stuff. And he was also talking about Disney at that time. He wasn't referring to Disney at that point. What he was referring to is the world elites with Jeffrey Epstein and all the other weirdos in the international banking, Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferians are all involved in all of this weird stuff. And it's very important that you understand that. Also, Austin's 100% right about what's going on with your immune system. Some lady who was just diagnosed with coronavirus, and she also came down with dengue fever at the same time. Now, why does this happen? Here's why that happens. There's two stages to a virus. Now, this is when I was in FSU, the biochemistry, chemical, you know, the biology program. There's two stages to a virus. You've got the lytic and you've got the lysogenizing phase. in the living phase, it starts replicating, incorporating its DNA into your cell structure and duplicating itself, and it goes into exponential growth. In the lysogenizing phase, it's laying there dormant, because here's, these things are pretty smart innately. Okay, and here's what they do. They kind of look around and they go, guy's got a lot of macrophages looking at me right now. And I'm being very simple here. I don't really want to show myself right now. I'm kind of hidden in this DNA of the cell right now. I'm in the lysogenizing phase. I'm going to wait until this immune system comes down a little bit, and then I'm going to just release myself. All right? You think, well, are they that smart? I don't know how a virus thinks, but they're pretty doggone bright to go into a lytic and lysogenizing phase, whatever that means. However, that's controlled. Who knows? I mean, they didn't teach us how it was controlled. But what it does, it can lay dormant in your system. So you can have all kinds of weird stuff in your body that's basically in a lysogenizing phase, and it could be there for years. And all of a sudden, the immune system gets compromised by 5G or by high fructose corn syrup or by sugar or by sodas or by pork, P-O-R-K, which lowers the body's immune system. And now all of a sudden, it gets exposed to something weird. And so now, snap, popple, crack, you show up with coronavirus. Now, stop, pack, and crop, all these other viruses released in your body. Like this one lady now has dengue fever at the same time she's got coronavirus. I mean, you know, it just gets really weird how the body does this. And it's also very, very important that we all understand that, you know, we've got to get our body strong. You know, you think, well, I've been waiting to get to do what's right and to start exercising. Okay. You waited long enough. It's time now. All right. It's that time. It's that time to drop the few pounds you need to drop. It's that time to get the sugar out of the diet. It's that time to stop eating pork and bacon and sausage and hot dogs and all the stuff with sodium nitrite. Now it's that time. It's that time to allow your immune system to function at peak efficiency. It's that time. Speaking of immune system, I'm going to do a little bit of a lighter story here now. I've got to get off this negative topic. Herpes-riddled monkeys are rampaging as humans are infected by it. Out-of-control macaques. These are monkeys that were basically brought to Silver Springs for the Tarzan movie, supposedly, back in the 30s. And now they are running around, scratching and biting people, and giving people herpes here in Florida, as if coronavirus wasn't enough. Now we got monkeys infected with herpes are running rampant in Florida. And that's not really rampant. They're in the Silver Springs area. And they're soon going to multiply, which they are doing that already. The recent macaques are on the rampage on the banks of the Silver River in Florida and are constantly breeding and expanding their range. Scientists have said that their population, as they expand, they will continue to come into contact with human beings, leading to more scratches, bites, and potentially fatal infections. And the number of monkeys is expected to double in the next 2 years. That could mean almost 400 monkeys sprawling around the riverbanks unless action is taken. Well, the problem is the new research was co-authored by Steve Johnson, a University of Florida professor of wildlife ecology and conservation, reports of USA Today. And he says as the monkey population explodes, it's believed to be 25% are carrying herpes, which is about the same as human population, I guess. Professor also explains the chance on monkey infecting humans are slim, but it's not at zero. And then here comes the funny line. I got such a kick of this. And he said, basically, it's hard to get rid of monkeys because monkeys are so cute and they're furry. And people love monkeys because they come up to you and they want you to give them food and they want to jump on you and climb on you. He goes, it's not an issue as if we're catching pythons. He says, no one cares about snakes. And I'm going to add, no one cares about snakes that are 20 feet long and like to eat people. He goes, when it's a furry, charismatic animal, it makes it different. And that's true. I remember years ago, we were on the shores of, I guess it was Portugal. It was that's that country that's right on the Pillars of Hercules. It comes to me just with Gibraltar, and they called them the Gibraltar apes. And I'll never forget, they had all these monkeys on top of this cliff. You could go up there and you could feed the monkeys, and we thought they were just cute little animals. And all of a sudden, one of them crawls on us and climbs up on his head, crawls on us. Like 12 years old, Austin remembers this, and Austin's thinking, God, get this monkey off of me. And finally, we went back to the boat, and they said, oh, man, you don't want those monkeys touching you. They can have fleas. They can have legs. So Austin had a delicing shampoo and go in the shower. And so the experience of having the monkey crawl at him ended up not being such a wonderful experience. But they're right. The monkeys are cute. But they do carry herpes here in Florida, most as they do most places in the world. And they're hard to get. It's hard to get excited about killing a cute little furry monkey rather than a 25-foot python crawling around in your backyard or 17-foot alligator. Austin, what do you think?
No, that was a very true story. And you're right, for the most part, especially a lot of those smaller monkeys. I mean, you kind of see them, and they're all friendly, and they're always hopping around and jumping around and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. But we know this down here in Florida. When you see a long hair, you pretty much kind of stay away from them. And you know, watch out, too, they'll steal your food real quick. I'm not even joking. If you're out there, like, picnicking or camping or doing something, I mean, they're fast. You'll turn around, all of a sudden, you're like, you know, a whole Ziploc bag, and, you know, like, sandwich is gone. And you'll see them 20 feet up in the air eating your food. And you're like, golly, he's ate my food, you punk. And they're sitting there just chilling out. So yeah, there's definitely a serious issue with it. Also, too, this is something I got to bring up because, I mean, this is spread over to France now. Told you guys yesterday, a couple days ago, France had their, like, first reported case 2 days ago, I think 3 days ago or something. Now they've had their first death from the coronavirus, and they've had 17 cases now already just in the last week. So whatever got into Italy, whoever patient zero was, however this got spread into Italy, it has now jumped basically over to France, and it is doing the exact same rapid multiplier that happened in Italy. Just giving everybody a heads up on that. This happened Wednesday of last week. Italy had like 3 people. Then all of a sudden it went to like 60 people. Then all of a sudden it went to like 120 people. Then it went to 160 people. Then it went to 220. Now it's at 320. And that's in the period of literally 1 week now. Went from 3 to 320 in 1 week in Italy. Now France is starting to see the exact same issue happen here. So just giving everybody a heads up on that with what's going on. Definitely something to make sure that, you know, everybody needs to make sure they're being aware. Also, too, in other news, this is basically a new study that has come out now. It says reduced stress is linked to changes in plasma metabolites and also obesity. Now, what it talks about in here is it says physiological stress is known to actually be associated with obesity and low-grade inflammation and metabolic disorders. And they're showing that basically people that can reduce stress can actually lose weight faster. Now, this goes back to exactly what Dad and I have always talked about, is cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Cortisol intentionally causes your body to store body fat. It basically thinks that you're in a flight or fight syndrome, that you're essentially out in the middle of the wilderness and you're starving and you're having hyenas chase you and you're basically trying to figure out how to kill them and fight them off while you're running around. And so your body intentionally tries to store as much body fat because it thinks it's going to need it for fuel later on in the future because you're basically so stressed out. This is what cortisol does. This is why it's always very important. If you have a high-stress job, a high-stress life, or you're in a situation in your life where you're just stressed out right now because there's lots of going on, the Cortisol Buster was a very specific formula we put together years ago, I think 2-3 years ago now, that's designed to reduce cortisol on the body. It helps your body basically process it and metabolize it and remove it out of your body very, very effectively. And it also strengthens the adrenal glands. This is crucial because a lot of times you see that. People get in a stressful situation. They get in a situation where they're super busy or they're having family problems or they're working a lot, and all of a sudden they start gaining weight. And you'll talk to them, and sometimes they're like, man, they're like, I'm really not even eating that poorly right now. You know, I'm not eating super clean, but I'm not going anything crazy. I'm not binge eating on food every single day. But, you know, just like my belly fat, it's just hard to get rid of right now. I said, well, it's the cortisol. It's just the stress. This is why it's very crucial to not be using a lot of caffeine products, especially coffee, if you're really trying to get your body fat under control, at least for the time being. I know people love coffee. I've drank coffee when I was younger. I don't need more because of pericarditis. It makes me edgy, too, quite frankly. After 2 or 3 days of coffee, I start getting real irritable, and that is because of the increased elevated level of cortisol. But when you start drinking caffeine, especially heavily caffeinated products, do like coffee, cortisol goes up. Cortisol doesn't just go back down lot of people think, oh, I got my cortisol elevated. And it doesn't just go up for like 30 minutes and go back down, especially when you're using coffee repeatedly throughout the day. And that's the problem people get into. They drink coffee in the morning. They drink coffee in the afternoon to stay awake. They drink coffee in the evening if they got to go work out or do something else at night. So they're constantly keeping their cortisol at peak levels all the time. And so even when they go to sleep, by the time the cortisol actually finally starts to go down, in the morning time when you get hungry, cortisol goes back up again. Then you shove more coffee on top of it. It raises it again. And it causes a very, very difficult time for the body to burn body fat. So again, it's something that I recommend. Try to lay off the stimulants. I know it's difficult for some people. I've been there, done that. I've been hooked on stims when I was younger. It's hard to come off of them. If you're wanting to try to taper off of them, the best thing to do is the Purple Sticks. That has a bunch of Amazon root blends in it that are very, very gentle on the body, but yet still help give you a mild energy boost. And it also has a very, very small amount of caffeine from green tea extract in it that can help kind of wean you off, especially if you're used to drinking mass amounts of coffee. So, I mean, when I was going through it and when I started having the issues with the pericarditis, just being personal with you guys, I haven't said to a lot of people this before on the show, but I was using massive amounts of coffee and massive amounts of stimulant. When I went up to it, I mean, I was pushing almost a gram of caffeine a day, which is something I never recommend anybody do. And I was just getting extremely busy. I was trying to get ready for another bodybuilding contest. The office was extremely busy. I just had my first child, Hunter, and so I was sleeping 2 to 3 hours a night trying to help Lana out with him, and at the same time trying to prep twice a day as far as with training for a show and food prep. So I was using insane amounts of caffeine and stimulant. With pre-workout, with coffee, just fat burners, it was a bad combination. And the problem is when you do that, you can only do it for so long. I don't care who you are, you're going to hit a wall at some point. Whether you have full-blown adrenal exhaustion, you start having cardiac issues, you start having severe mental fatigue, at some point in time you start pushing it that hard with that many stimulants, you'll actually start basically having visual disturbances. And yes, I mean like your stuff starts getting distorted. You can't function properly because of lack of sleep. So again, if you're getting to that realm, I promise you, please back off of it. It's not a healthy place to be in. Trying to detox off that much caffeine gives you unbelievably horrible side effects like insanely bad migraine headaches. The Purple Sticks are an incredibly effective tool to come off of coffee and heavy stimulants like that slowly, so you don't have the insane withdrawal experience that is really, really crippling, especially if you're staying very busy and you're still having to stay up and about and constantly going. So that's something I just want to kind of add in. The cortisol buster, the Purple Sticks, can be a very, very helpful friend in not only coming off stimulants, decreasing stress in the adrenals, and helping to burn body fat, especially, you know, a lot of times people want to go to the beach or go outside a lot during the summer, want to get back in better shape. Really, really helpful to do that. And then, of course, you could throw in the CLA and the cinnamon extract to keep blood sugar stable and also help burn body fat more efficiently and do exactly what I told you the other day. If you are trying to do it and you're in good shape and you know how your blood sugar handles in the morning, put that disclaimer out there, you can do fasted cardio with the Muscle Blast first thing in the morning. I actually just did that this morning. I did 12 minutes with a jug of Muscle Blast on the elliptical, kept my heart rate about 100, 120 beats per minute variable. So it was moderate, was not extreme at all. It was only for 12 minutes and really got my blood flow going, really got my metabolism going. I've been unbelievably hungry all morning now, even though I had a shake and a banana and a little bit of oatmeal. As soon as I get off the show, I got to eat something else again because my stomach is growling because I can feel how the whole metabolism is just through the roof ignited right now. That's just some personal stuff on me. I don't get real personal on the show, but I thought I would bring that up right now because I know a lot of people I've talked to, just personal people, they're using a lot of stimulants right now because they're stressed out and they're busy and they're trying to get stuff done. I promise you, you burn the candle on both ends, you will burn it out twice as fast, Dad.
Purple Sticks don't raise cortisol at all. They're green tea. Green tea doesn't raise cortisol. For some reason, coffee bean extract does that. We had one of our suppliers contacted us one day and they wanted to formulate another type of green tea Purple Stick for us, and they said they were going to use coffee caffeine. And
green coffee bean.
That's right, green coffee bean. And I tried it, man. It made me jittery, and man, about 3 days I wasn't sleeping. I can't sleep. I drink one cup of coffee a day. One, if I do, because I don't. If I drink one cup of coffee a day, I don't sleep at night. I'm tossing and turning all night because of cortisol. Remember, your body elevates cortisol in the morning. It can make you get up in the morning so you go eat so you don't have starvation of protein and muscle tissue loss. So cortisol gets elevated. One cup of coffee with a guy over the age of 40, it takes 3 days for the cortisol to come back down to normal. A child, a young child, can drink coffee, 8, 10, 12, 15 years old, and within 24 hours, it'll be right back to normal again. Don't do that with adults. It takes a lot longer to get the cortisol back down. So avoid the coffee, guys. It's very, very hard stimulant. It really is rough. Also, one other thing I want to make a point at, this is so important, and I've talked about this before. Doesn't it seem strange to anybody but me that we've had massive migration of third world countries of people who don't know how to use the bathroom and wash their hands and who like to poop on streets into Italy, into Germany, into the United States, into San Francisco, into L.A., into Athens, Greece, all over the world? They've been pushing massive immigration with people who have horrible, horrible personal hygiene problems, including Italy. All these people over there coming into Italy. And because a lot of Italians, you know, their cities aren't clean, but the Italians are pretty clean. They just let it get in your face. But suddenly, all of a sudden, we have tens of millions of people, if not hundreds of millions of third world country people pouring into the first world who basically don't know how to flush a toilet, who poop in the streets, and suddenly we have a virus release that's transmitted through feces. Just a thought. Just a thought. It seems like it all kind of gets together. It's one giant plan, doesn't it? Oh, by the way, a new documentary now is revealing that the contradictory life of the closeted gay homophobe lawyer Roy Cohn, who was best friends with Donald Trump. Basically, he was also a homosexual, Roy Cohn was. But Roger Stone says Roy Cohn wasn't a homosexual, that he was not gay because he just liked to have sex with young boys. I don't even know what to say with that. Roy Cohn, who taught Donald Trump and Roger Stone the rules of war by day and partied with him at Studio 54 by night before he died of AIDS complications. Guys, you know, a lot of people are talking about Donald Trump and how we have to support him carte blanche. Guys, he has said repeatedly he wants to be the most pro-gay president in the history of the planet, and he has proven that. He has held a gay rainbow flag up in front of the groups of people who he was talking to, you know, when he was running for president. So, you know, don't tell me that Donald Trump doesn't like gays. Don't tell me that. I mean, you know, guys, what these guys want, the gay lobby, the gay group of people, they want to bring homosexual activity into the mainstream in that it's all accepted. So we turn America and the world into the giant Sodom and Gomorrah. And Donald Trump's best friend, Roy Cohn, was a blatant homosexual. Roger Stone is a homosexual. I mean, he doesn't care who he has sex with. He said that. Okay? These are good friends of Donald Trump's. So don't tell me he doesn't like gays. I had a lady this morning contact me. Oh, Donald Trump hates homosexuality. No, he doesn't. Not at all. But we have to understand who he is and what he believes. And he said, well, does that mean that, you know, we shouldn't vote for, you know, Donald Trump because, you know, he's pro-gay? I didn't say that. You vote for whoever you want to vote for. But don't pretend like he's something that he's not. That's the key. Don't pretend like Donald Trump is a messiah. He is not. Don't you remember what he said to Billy Bush? That he liked to grab women by their, you know, and when you're a celebrity, he said, you could go about and pretty much have sex with whoever you want to have sex with and grab them by their crotch. And he didn't use that word. I mean, so let's not paint some halo over this guy and say, oh, by the way, Donald Trump is, you know, anti-homosexual. It's not true, guys. He's pro-gay. He's massively pro-gay, and we have to understand that, you know, if we don't look at it from a reality standpoint, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, what they did is they gave us horrible candidate number one and horrible candidate number two. That's what they gave us. Donald Trump has been groomed by Hollywood, by the elite, for what, 15 years, having his own talk show. I mean, he's a, quote, he was always promoted as a real estate mogul. Well, his dad gave him $10 million and a whole bunch of apartments. And so Donald Trump may have been a real estate mogul, but he filed bankruptcy a whole bunch of times. So don't tell me he's a great business guy. You know, and he's also actively involved with mobsters because of his casino interactions. So let's not pretend like he's something that he's not. You know, you got to look back at Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano and all these guys that were heavily involved in the mob, involved with the Vatican banking systems, involved with organized crime and all of the stuff. He worked with these guys when he was working, you know, not as maybe not these two individuals, but he had to work with these groups of people that were involved with the mafia or the mob or whatever you want to talk about when he was making all of these deals and building all these things in New York. You know, they brought Lucky Luciano in. The government gave him, they took him out of jail, gave him clemency, and said that they wanted to work with him back in the 40s because they were afraid that we were going to start losing ships because they had a ship sunk in its piers, you know, in New York Harbor, and they needed to have the mob involved in the doggone harbor, in the doggone groups of people that worked in the harbors in order to prevent, you know, saboteurs from coming in. They actually went to bed with the mob back in the 40s, the government did. Just used a metaphor. So this thing's been going on for a long, long, long time. That's why I said the United States and the world is controlled by organized crime. You got the Jewish mafia. You got the Italian mafia. You got the Irish mafia. You got all these different mafias. That's why the book, Operation Gladio, you know, basically the connection between the mafia, the Vatican, you know, and the CIA is such an important read for everybody. You've got to understand what's going on and why nobody will talk about the $1.5 trillion of heroin coming out of Afghanistan every single year. Nobody will talk about it besides this show and Paul Williams. You know, he's the guy who wrote that book. I mean, everybody says, oh, not happening. Shh, quiet. Don't worry. No. We need to understand that, you know, we use C-130 transport planes. We transport the stuff all over the world, and that the CIA is the one who's running the heroin out of Afghanistan. And that's the reason why our government and our top generals have said we are going to be in Afghanistan indefinitely. Why? Because that's where the money is, friends. Third largest commodity in the world behind oil and natural gas is heroin. So it's a major, major problem that nobody wants to talk about. And we got to realize that Donald Trump isn't a saint. You say, well, I didn't elect a saint to the White House. Okay, great. Then you do whatever you want to do. You believe whatever you want to believe. All I know is this. Everything we do, we need to try to bring honor and glory to God. We have to. I had another talk show say to me, a talk show personality say to me yesterday, well, you gotta accept some of this bad stuff to get the good stuff done. No, I don't. No, I don't either. You don't have to tell me I gotta be pro-gay in order to get something done. I'm not gonna be like that. Oh, by the way, I love you guys. I had got the chance to pray for you. Sorry I got off track. Talk about that weird stuff. Love you guys. Also go ahead and take it up and close it up. We're almost out of time.
Absolutely, guys. If you need anything, be sure to give us a call, healthmasters.com. We're here to help you guys out the best we can, answer any questions, and supply you with the highest quality supplements we can. Just everybody, like I said, make sure you're doing little stuff here and there. This isn't one of these, you know, oh my gosh, we got to panic right now. This is one of those kind of, you know, green alerts saying, hey, you need to make sure you got everything in check. You need to make sure if you got a little bit extra money here and there, buy some extra water, buy some extra food, buy some extra supplements. Make sure you have precautions at hand. That's what I recommend right now, because we still have kind of that calm before the storm point, and I think it's really starting to warm up now, especially what we're seeing in Italy and France. That's not a joke over there, and they're not trying to suppress their numbers. So we're seeing what's really happening when this stuff spreads. Thank you again for the continued support. Feel free to please sign up for our free weekly newsletter, any updates, specials, so forth. And also, too, you can use the Hagman Report coupon code HR5, that is HR5, the number 5, for 5% off all regular price products on the website, active right now. So thank you again for the support of everything. Have a blessed, safe, awesome day. Have an awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.